You are not you. You're me.
Of course, I'm a Terminator.
It's not a tumor.
Chill out. Consider that a divorce.
No problemo.
I'll be back.
I'm back.
Get to the chopper!
It's an old Schwarzenegger Movie Friday with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway's movie date team here as usual. The stars come out this weekend. We got a lot of movies to talk about. First of all, Rafer and Kristen, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. Kristen is also culture producer for The Takeaway. And, of course, they host the Movie Date podcast at moviedatepodcast.org, where you can subscribe. Let's begin with the titanic battle between Jessica Chastain and Jessica Chastain, right? She's already in the movies right now. But the horror movie Mama, starring her, comes out this weekend.
Victoria and Lily were found in deplorable conditions. Their parents gone. Alone in the wilderness for at least 5 years. How they survived is unexplainable.
With a loving family environment,
Victoria and Lily have a real chance at a normal life.
Daniel Cash there playing Dr. Dreyfus, the man with the unenviable task of being the psychologist in this movie. Rafer, what do you make of it?
I like this movie more than I expected to. For a typical ghost story, it has a lot of cliches in it, but I actually got pretty emotionally invested. You know, Jessica Chastain plays this reluctant mother figure who takes in these two girls, and I actually really cared about the fate of these girls, and I thought their relationship was pretty strong. It's Guillermo del Toro produced this movie.
Right.
It's got his fingerprints all over it, that sort of macabre but also kind of melancholy. And again, not cliche-free, but ultimately it worked for me.
Jessica Chastain looks both vulnerable and she can get really, really angry.
Oh,
does she do horror?
Sure can. Oh, yes. She can do horror. She actually, I think she's at her best in the movie where the girls are being incredibly creepy and she's just had it up to here with her creepiness. I think that's the best of the movie. And I enjoyed that, but I thought that overall I wanted it to be less cheesy. I thought that the special effects at times looked really, really campy and brought the movie down a notch, which is unfortunate because the acting's great.
You wanted an artful horror movie?
Please, yes.
High bar for Kristen Meinzer. Well, what about the combo of Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe?
I hired you to investigate my wife.
Investigator for what?
For not minding your own business is for what? But having a big mouth is for what? But asking too many questions is for what? You better be careful following her example, Billy. I might have to hire someone to investigate you.
I find these two completely irresistible. That's from Broken City. Kristen, what's the premise here?
Just what you heard. There's an investigation going on. We have the mayor of New York, played by Russell Crowe, and a fallen cop with a shady history, played by Mark Wahlberg, who is being hired as an investigator. But there's more to this investigation than it seems. Unfortunately, it sounds like it's set up for twists and turns, but I feel the twists and turns are so slow and so lumbering that it doesn't feel like intrigue. It actually just made me want to go to sleep.
So this is just Mark versus Russell, Rafer?
Yeah, they're actually both really good. I was thinking that, one's Australian, one's Bostonian, but they actually play native New Yorkers pretty well. And when they're on the screen together, the movie kind of crackles, but it's also like a pretty old-fashioned 1940s noir, and not much has been changed in the script. You know, when you see Mark Wahlberg tailing the mayor's wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, it's just shoe leather. He's taking pictures with an old-fashioned camera. He doesn't put them on a disc. He puts them in a manila envelope. It's pretty old-fashioned stuff.
Speaking of old-fashioned, he's back, Arnold.
Quarrance, where's the fire coming from?
Behind you, roof next to the diner.
Cover me, guys.
Yes, sir!
How are you, Sheriff?
Old.
The Last Stand. In the last couple of seconds, you like it?
It's got some action, it's got some comedy, but this is a Van Damme-level movie, not a Schwarzenegger movie.
Schwarzenegger back?
No, he's not. It's like a bad Priceline commercial with William Shatner. He should be better.
Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, Movie Date Podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.